We have hung the lights. Is that what you say, hung or strung?
I like strung.
We've strung them good.
Yes, well.
Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, and today it is November 29th, 2008, kind of a day late. We'll chalk that up to the holidays, I guess.
Well, yeah, we meant to say sometimes, so I forgot to tell you. Like, I was going to tell people it'll be a day late, and I forgot to, so I'm sorry about that.
No, news to me.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice to retroactively tell people that, this is a part of the plan along?
This was the plan.
Okay. Well, we're here now, so, you know, no, don't cry for me, Argentina.
We have listeners in Argentina?
No.
Because they don't know about Thanksgiving.
What? Someone's got to tell them. Oh, guys, it's great. You eat a turkey and you stuff it with bread.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
It's awesome. You play Trivial Pursuit and watch football. Good times. Well, everybody, we're going to do a show today.
Yes.
At some point. Maybe not right now. Maybe I'm just going to sit here a little bit longer and drink my iced tea before we do the show.
Well, I'll do a show. Because we're going to do news. And we're going to do... Are we doing a best ever, or you have a quiz, or?
Oh, man. That's good. What is this stuff?
It's iced tea.
It's like that Lipton. I'll tell you what's weird. They make a caffeine-free and a caffeine variety. The caffeine-free tastes better.
Really?
Why is your head buried in your palm like that? Yeah, so we're doing a best ever. There's no quiz.
What is it? Do you know yet?
The best Sonic the Hedgehog level ever.
Ooh, so, I like that.
So I do have something. I bet you thought that I was going to make something up.
I bet you just made that up.
I made that up about a minute or so ago.
Oh, okay.
So it counts.
All right. Well, anyway, then we'll do our week in gaming. You're just doing that to be a jerk.
Man, that's good. I'm all out now. What am I going to do?
Well, if you could talk about downloadable game releases and shelf game releases.
Shelf game releases. Is that what we call them now?
Why not?
Because, you know, technically you can also download those games most often.
Some of them.
The PC ones. So, I mean, what do we mean by downloadable games? I mean, what?
We're like 3 minutes into the show and haven't done anything yet.
We're doing an introduction.
Okay.
We're introducing.
Okay. No mail this week, but, well, yeah, the top 10. It's the 10th hour.
I don't think we have mail anyways.
No, we don't.
If we did, it was very early in the week, and we can't find it, and we forgot.
I think we're good.
It's not that good. You know, we don't have mail.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Let's do the news.
What? Wait, did you get everything? I wasn't really...
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, what's the news?
Okay.
Not that much. This is good.
It's a lot of DLC announcements, actually, which is...
Yes.
All three have me very excited. The first one is Fable 2's DLC has been announced to be launching mid-December. It's called Not Whole Island, which makes me kind of hope it's not Sonic the Hedgehog title. Anyway, according to their press release, you will undergo the trials of three shrines to bring the dying island back to life. A bunch of new characters, quests, loot, monsters, etc. It's going to be 800 Microsoft points or $10.
I like the price.
Yeah, they're also doing like a free version of it that lets you... It's kind of vague. From what I understand, it lets you play co-op on the island, but you can't do any of, like, the quests if you have just the free thing. Like, to do all, like, the quest lines and everything in co-op, you both need to have the premium version.
All right.
And either pack will come with some, like, freebie gift things. You get Knight's Boots, Assassin Gloves, collectible silver book, and weight loss potions.
Oh, those are nice. People kind of complain that the guys got too fatty.
Yeah, you know, if you ever, like, ate a pie.
Yeah. They just need more apparel in that game in general because there's just not that much.
Right.
What about my dog, though? Like, I don't have my dog anymore.
You don't have your dog.
How am I going to find treasure and grab?
I got my dog.
Well, yeah, because you sacrificed to nothing.
Oh, slight spoilers, I guess.
Oh, come on. Fable 2. I'm not even spoiling anything. Yeah. There's multiple paths. Big surprise, at the end of the game, you get to, like, make the good or bad path.
Mm.
Wow, shocker.
Fallout 3 has also announced its DLC, and the fact that the... Ooh, excuse me.
You're gross.
In December, on the PC version, they're releasing GECK, which is the mod tools. I don't know what GECK stands for. Some kind of acronym.
Wait, wasn't GECK the name of the... Oh, you're not even that far, are you?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Lets you build new locations, create new characters, weapons, creatures, and even write new dialogue.
Interesting.
So, you should get the PC version.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. We'll see how people do it. Your computer can handle it. Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be cool to make stuff. Because I played with the mod tools for Morrowind. And I was actually able to make, like, a house for my character and stuff. It was pretty cool. Hmm. Very easy to use. And that was, you know, what, 6 years ago?
Right.
Then they've also announced 3 DLC packs for Fallout 3. The first one's called Operation Anchorage. You enter a military simulation and fight in one of the greatest battles of the Fallout universe, the liberation of Anchorage, Alaska, from its Chinese communist invaders. An action-packed battle scheduled for release in January.
It's cool. They actually talk about that battle a lot in the game.
Yeah, there's the whole monument for it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Then there's The Pit. Journey to the industrial raider town called The Pit, located in the remains of Pittsburgh. Choose your guide, scheduled for release in February. I'm excited to see how that looks.
I'm more familiar with Pittsburgh than most cities, so.
I wonder if they'll go, I mean, I'm sure it won't be as all out as DC is in the game, but still. Could be cool if they get, like, the big landmarks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The final one is Broken Steel. Join the ranks of the Brotherhood of Steel and rid the capital wasteland of the Enclave remnants once and for all. Continues the adventure past the main quest, scheduled for release in March. So it sounds to me like the first two are kind of like independent things where you maybe will just import your character into it and play through them, whereas the whole Broken Steel thing actually is like within the continuity of the Fallout 3 story.
Weird thing though, you think like of all these, the one that would be the big one would be The Pit,
since this is like a new city.
I guess, I mean,
like I said,
maybe
I,
it's very
wonder
contained.
How far they go.
Right. Like, exactly. I wonder how big it's all. And there's still some other questions I have that I can't bring up right now.
Right.
But, yeah, about how this is all going
to
work out.
And also, all of this DLC is exclusive to the 360 and PS3 or PC versions of the game.
Keep not getting these things?
Because Microsoft has a lot of money.
Is that really it? They just keep buying?
Probably.
What happened to all the money that Sony got from the PS2? Where did all that money go into? Research and development
the
for the PS3?
No, really, it did.
Oh, that was a poor investment.
Yeah. I think we mentioned this last week, but this will be the first time that they use the PC version of the Games for Windows Live Marketplace for DLC.
Yeah.
Yes, that should be exciting. Burnout also announced. They're
announcing DLC every week.
Yeah, they've confirmed what we've known for a while, a new island. I just read this from the Criterion blog. The island is roughly the size of downtown Paradise, but features gameplay unlike any other area in the game. We're running with the mantra, if you can see it, you can drive it, to introduce a new level of freedom to Burnout Paradise. And the island also features some big air jumps, the largest on the game.
Now, is there going to be a bridge to this island?
Yeah, I guess there already is a bridge somewhere in eastern downtown Paradise. It's like an incomplete suspension bridge.
Oh, well,
so that bridge will finish, and there it is.
Cool.
So yeah, I mean, I'm excited for that. I think that will be paid DLC. I think the free ride on Paranauts are done, but yeah, that's okay. I think we got enough new shit.
They were generous enough.
Yes, for a very long time. So there was with the Wii Speak coming out, there's a big deal that like the only way to get the Wii Speak channel is by buying one new and using the download code, which meant like buying one used wouldn't work. But apparently Nintendo's come out and said, if any consumer who may have misplaced their Wii download ticket number for the Wii Speak channel or require a new number following a Wii exchange, may contact their local Nintendo customer service department where they can request a replacement Wii download ticket number. So I think a lot of people will have lost their tickets.
Yeah, well, you know.
One thing I'm not clear on, everyone seems to think that, like, if you don't have the Wii Speak channel, like, you can't, like, use it in a game like Animal Crossing. I would have thought that the channel is just basically a way to do chat outside of a game.
Oh, right.
Which to me, I say big deal. Some people make it sound like without that channel, it doesn't work at all.
Why? How would the channel even like run inside a game?
I don't know. That's what I don't get.
Whatever.
And the final thing, because it was a very slow week with the holiday, Halo 3 Recon has been renamed to Halo 3 ODST.
Doesn't this seem like a kind of poor choice?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you are. You're an ODST.
Well, so what? I mean, didn't it call Halo 3 Halo 3 Space Marine? I mean, ODST, what does that mean?
Orbital Drop Shock Trooper.
Okay, but come on, what does that mean to anybody? Those are just four letters. Like, seriously.
The people into the mythos are all about this.
Who are these people?
Our cousin.
Oh,
the people who read the books.
It's stupid. ODST.
They did announce some new details in the game. It's going to be kind of like an open world game. Like, just one giant city the whole thing takes place in. And it's got, like, some kind of CSI investigation elements to it.
We'll see. I'll see it when I believe it. Was Halo 3 Recon such a bad name that they had to, like, reconsider it?
I guess they just wanted it to be more specific.
If anything, they should have just gone into that 3. So at least it feels kind of like a new game.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, that's all I really got.
That was a pleasantly short news. I enjoy it. This might be a short show, I'm just thinking right now.
No, it's a holiday week.
No quiz. Out. This best ever isn't going to take us too far.
Yeah, well, best Sonic level ever, eh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, you got classics like Green Hill Zone.
Yeah.
Emerald Hill Zone. And Angel Island Zone. Those are the first three levels from the first three games.
Those tend to be the good ones.
The best one of those, I think, was Angel Island was pretty cool.
Yes. Yes, it was a very good level. It was always very fun, a Casino Night Zone.
From the first one?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was cool. There was always a casino level and all that. Always had different names. I don't know.
Was it Stardust Zone in the first one?
Yeah, Stardust
one,
Zone
level?
In the first one. That was really cool.
That was cool.
That looks neat. Had a good song.
It was in Wayne's World.
Oh, that's right, it was. What was the oil level in, like, the first one? I can't remember the name of it.
No, in the second one. With the blue ramps, and then the very beginning.
No, that was the second level. That was a cool level, actually.
I forget what it was called, but yeah.
I like that more than the second level from the first Sonic game, where it was
the Greek columns and stuff.
Yeah, that was hard.
That was
kind of a hard level. There's a lot of platforming in that. Which, you know, anyone who does Sonic games now would never understand.
Yeah.
Like, the decent
platforming. Oh, yeah, if you took anyone who has only been playing Sonic in 3D and on the Game Boy, and you had them play the second level of Sonic 1, they wouldn't know it was Sonic.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what to do.
But everyone says, oh, Sonic, you just run right. We'll get into this later.
Yeah, we got plenty.
The complaints.
In Sonic 2, the level, like, we're not naming names here, but there was a level where you were on the plane, the Tornado 1 or whatever, but you really just ran and jumped like you were just kind of doing
that. Yeah.
That was a cool level.
That was cool.
It was kind of right before the end.
Yeah. I still also like the first level of Sonic Adventure. The whale was chasing you.
Whales, yeah, it was an island.
That level, you're like, this is sweet.
The first level of Sonic Adventure 2 is pretty good. City Escape.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
That was pretty good.
You're like, hey, they fixed it.
Yeah, first we're like, all right, I did it, gosh.
Yeah, here's Tails and a giant mech.
Yeah, whatever. I can't remember what the first level of Sonic Hero was like.
That was good too, because that was the demo. Remember the demo? We were like, oh, this is sweet.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like they put all their work into the first level.
Can't even distinguish those in my mind now, like levels from Sonic Heroes. It's just all a blur. Well, like, how about Sonic CD? You've got, like, the race level.
Oh, that's good.
That was good.
Even the first level there.
What was that called, I wonder?
I don't know. It's
those levels are pretty cool. They all kind of looked more similar, like, together than most. I never liked, like, the water level in those games. Yes, that's Sonic CD music. Game is an interesting music, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we got it. We got an idea of what you're doing there. Those are good stuff. What are you doing?
I got a text.
Do you have to read your text message now?
I'm responding to it.
What is it?
It's from my friends who want to do something tonight.
You have to talk to them right now?
Yeah, so they know what's up.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was kind of done. I don't know what other Sonic levels I'm talking about.
I think I've got mine.
I feel like there was one I wanted to bring up at some point, and you brought up something else.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
I'm very sorry.
Well, it's probably not as all that important. I put the first level from Sonic and Knuckles, that mushroom thing.
Mushroom Hill Zone, I think.
It's just Mushroom Hill Zone?
I think so.
That was a good one, too. All right, what's your favorite?
Angel Island Zone.
Angel Island Zone? First level
of Sonic 3.
I like Stardust Zone, Sonic 1. That was a really cool level.
There you go.
May
I take this to the side now in lieu of an answer or die that I really didn't think of, so I'll go to another best ever. The best ever Sonic the Hedgehog Special Zone. Usually I had to try to get the Chaos Emeralds or whatever.
The ones from Sonic 2.
The Half Pipe.
Those are cool. They were hard, though.
They were hard.
You know, all of those were hard.
The Sonic 3 ones kind of made me motion sick.
The Sonic 3 ones were too long sometimes. You know, really, in terms of, like, kind of just being interesting and kind of fun to play, the Sonic 1 ones were really neat, actually.
I would say, I'll just jump the gun and say what mine is, because I already know this.
Sonic CD? Those are cool.
Sonic CD.
That was
kind of
cool.
Sweet.
That was kind of like the first time I was like, oh, it's kind of sort of 3D Sonic.
Yeah, those were fun. I like those a lot.
What about, didn't Sonic 3D Blast have things that were basically just like the half pipes?
Yeah, well, in the Saturn version, in the Genesis version.
It was like a bridge and it was stupid.
No, those were okay.
Eh.
I thought so.
Yeah, maybe it was. I don't really remember much. Sonic 3D Blast.
Yeah. Hmm. What would you say is yours?
Maybe one. Maybe, or CD. I'm not going crazy for either one here.
Right.
I'm not going insane. Do you have any Asteroids?
Not really.
I kind of want to potentially get hit.
I was going to go with the Sonic one, but then you brought up this best ever, so...
What, Sonic? Well, I mean, I didn't say what my favorite Sonic game is. But, I mean, I guess I kind of see it coming now. I'm sort of all prepares and everything.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
You got to defend it. What is the worst character ever invented for Sonic the Hedgehog?
Chip.
That much?
Chip is terrible,
worse
AJ.
Than, like, Cream and Cheese?
Yes. Because Cream and Cheese do not talk, as far as I've seen. At least they were playable characters. He's their new sidekick in Sonic Unleashed that they didn't tell you about
He's the replacement for the Chow, basically.
Yes. He's annoying, stupid. He's just a walking tutorial, and, like, there's a cutscene in between every level of, like, Chip doing something stupid. Like, seriously, there is.
Shall we get into it, then?
Let's talk about Sonic Unleashed. What a piece of shit.
Agreed. Okay. We are now talking to you, Sega.
I don't want to talk Here's to Sega. Here's the thing. Sega's not listening. I want to talk to our audience. They're listening.
Here's the thing. This has happened in, like, every 3D Sonic game since Sonic Adventure, where there are moments when it's working, and you're like, hey, this is pretty good. All right, they got it. And then the game does something so monumentally stupid, you're like, what were they thinking? And, I mean, obviously, and this is going to shock some of you, the Werehog levels are shit. I mean, shit is better than these. They're awful. Absolutely terrible. Then, they still got the freaking running around the cities talking to people, because everybody loved that part in the last game. Then there's these levels on the plane that are basically just really long quick time events. Then the biggest problem, the Sonic levels take about a minute to beat. The Werehog levels take about 20. They're so long and so boring. They're not hard. They're not challenging. They're pretty broken. And the game runs great in the Sonic levels. In the Werehog levels, there's massive slowdown. Tons of it. I mean, the game comes crashing to a halt practically.
I just want to know what they were thinking. Like I said, anybody would have said that. Like, who
was at that meeting?
A good idea?
It said, I got it. I got everyone. I can fix Sonic. Everyone's been complaining. They've made their complaints very clear. They've told us exactly what they want, and I've reinterpreted that to say they want Sonic to be a shitty God of War ripoff. Actually, Chris, our brother, said the game has basically looked like a poor man's Spider-Man friend or foe.
Oh, God. Sonic should be in better company, sir.
Then, like, I mean, there's so many times in all the first trailers, they made it look like this game would be predominantly 2D.
It's not.
It's
like,
not,
when
though.
When you're Sonic, it's mostly like a Sonic and the Secret Rings sort of kind
yeah,
of thing there.
But you're not just running forward. You do have turning control, but turning is awful in the game. It's completely loose and useless. When you are in the 2D stages, most of the time, this is, again, everyone these people even think that Sonic was just running to the right. It's not. And the game goes too fast. You can't see things that are coming to react to them. And it's not fun. There is, like, a handful of times where it does slow down for some platforming. And I'm like, finally, whoever did this part of the level, like, played Sonic the Hedgehog 2 before he did this.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are going to say, oh, man, like, the Werehog levels are terrible, but at least it's fun to play as Sonic. It's not even that much fun to play as Sonic. It barely works.
About a third of those levels are worth playing. And the other two-thirds are just, like, stupid. And, Sonic needs to stop grinding. This is what grinding is in this game. It's, you're gonna stop playing for a little bit. Maybe you could jump. No, I don't want that. Let me control the damn thing.
Why is grinding still around? Was that really so great when they did that on Sonic Adventure 2?
Then I don't get it that the jump button and the zoom attack are two separate buttons now. And this is what pisses
me off.
Yeah, I don't
know. What's the point?
As Sonic, because they do that trick where there's like a line of enemies in the air that you gotta bounce from. That's okay. So as Sonic, you're hitting the X button to do it. But when you're the Werehog, it's the B button. Because that's your grab button. So you gotta like mentally switch back and forth between those. Then like, this shit they do in the towns. Like the one, it's, you don't know where you're going next to save Professor Pickles.
Professor Pickles.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So you have to run around the town to find a clue. Now, when you're designing a game, you have to kind of boil your game design ideas down to their bare essence. Basically, with this running around the town and finding out where to go, it's basically if the game were to just suddenly say, there are 20 boxes, just right here. Here's 20 boxes. Inside one of them is the directions to where to go. Just start breaking boxes. We'll wait. Like, it's pointless. It's stupid. It's not difficult.
It would be faster if you were breaking boxes.
I know, exactly,
you
right?
To talk to people.
Speaking of boxes, there's fucking box-pushing puzzles.
Who
in
wants
the
to push boxes
levels.
Anymore?
They're so boring. They're slow. There's nothing to stop you. They're painfully obvious. There's nothing fun about them.
I think there should be no more pushing boxes in video games.
No.
Like, what?
No.
Who wants to push a box?
No one.
I don't. I push plenty of boxes in my real mundane life. It's called moving shit.
Yeah.
It's called work.
I know. It's awful.
No one likes to move boxes.
It's awful. And, like, you know, they seem very proud of the whole Hedgehog engine. Like, it's got a logo before the game.
I know.
And aside from the aforementioned slowdown, it's not bad. The game looks okay.
I was like, the slime parts look, dude, the Werehog's parts, besides just slowing down, they do like this fur on Sonic that does not look good at all.
I don't know, like, okay.
And now it's, if you look at it more with a kind of a sharper
honestly,
eye.
Honestly, the best part of the game I played was the first true boss fight where it's like, you know, you're Sonic, you're running after Robotnik in this like egg beetle thing. And that was cool, except it took too long. Like, his life bar took forever to sink down, but at least it was cool.
I'm sorry, I really do hate Chip. He's so freaking annoying. Sonic!
Yeah, it's a...
And come on, he's this little crap guy who just follows you around to kind of push the story along.
Yeah, he's more annoying than Tails.
He is.
Who are these voice actors?
Who are these voice actors? They're all terrible. Why don't they have a decent voice actor for Sonic? Oh my god, this guy's Werehog voice. Jesus.
Oh, Tails, is that you? That's the other thing, too. I thought, like, from all the marketing stuff, I mean, the basic mythos of the werewolf is that, when the person turns into the werewolf, they lose all sense of self and they go on this murderous rampage. Sonic's fine. And then he even said something. He's like, oh, I need to be careful about who sees me like this. No, he doesn't. He just goes up to every other character in the game. They're just like, oh, you look a little different.
Like, oh,
that's
it. It's a new look for you,
that's
Sonic.
That's it. No one says anything.
Okay. Now, besides all this, the music, they went in a different direction this time. They kind of got rid of, like, the sort of popness of it. Which I was always kind of slightly fond of,
yeah,
in a sort of bizarre way.
The music's okay, but
this new music, I'll tell you what, like, they have a theme basically that they play a lot, which is like, it sounds like a Mario Galaxy track.
Yeah.
And that sounds pretty cool, but they do this thing where, like, when you're the Werehog, every time you get into a fight, it plays this one song and only this one song.
Yeah, like,
and
it's the battle music.
And you're constantly just fading in and out of this one song, and it's gonna drive you insane.
Okay, and now we're gonna recreate a conversation we had earlier. Ready?
Okay.
What is the basic plot of the first Mario Brothers game?
Save the princess.
What is the basic plot of the first Sonic the Hedgehog game?
Stop Robotnik.
What is the basic plot of Super Mario Galaxy?
Save the princess.
What's the basic plot of this game?
Dr. Robotnik has captured Sonic and tore the world asunder using the power of the Chaos Emeralds. In doing so, he has disfigured Sonic so that he turns into a werehog only during the night. Now Sonic, with his new friend Chip, must travel across the world and...
forgot the best part where Dr. Robotnik has awakened the dark Gaia spirit buried within the core. Stop trying to be Final Fantasy! Jeez! This was the last game's problem, with these lavish CG cutscenes that look like Final Fantasy IX!
Hey, I totally bet Chip has something to do with that dark guy spirit.
He's got the little diamond thing, I'm like, ooh, shocker. He's got amnesia, I don't know.
What is with amnesia in these games? Have you ever met anybody who's had amnesia?
No.
What is this thing where, like, you get hit in the head, you forget everything?
Like, who? Like, literally, I'm watching this opening cutscene. First of all,
the opening cutscene is kind of cool.
Yeah, the opening where it's like Sonic like busting a bot. Like Chris is like watching, goes, "Hey, do anything in this opening cutscene?" I was like, "I'd play that game.
Yeah,
that looked great." But then, yeah, he's like Robotnik shooting this gun. I'm like, "Oh, cool, Robotnik's tearing some shit up." And then, like, literally, it looks like a Final Fantasy summon starts like climbing out of the earth. I'm like, "No, no, okay, we let you get away with chaos, but no, this game's just stuff."
Chaos was cool because chaos was first.
Yeah.
When he, like, you know, smashed through a building, like, it was made of water.
What planet is this? It's not Mobius. It's not my Mobius.
Okay. You want to hear the my new Sonic doctrine?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this is rules they need to follow for the next Sonic game. Number one, no cutscenes.
Yes, there's no cutscenes.
No cutscenes.
None.
Nothing. No cutscenes in between levels. When one level ends,
the next one starts.
There can be two cutscenes. One at the beginning and one at the end.
Yes.
You are allowed to know more.
That's like I said, like, they're like, oh, Sonic, we're emphasizing the speed this time. Then why did it take me 10 minutes between each level?
Yeah, it's bull. Number two, no HUD.
No.
No HUD.
No.
No talking.
There's leveling up in this game.
Yeah, which, what do you need to level up?
I don't know. I'm leveling up my speed and my ring power. What the fuck is ring power? You grab rings. If you get hit, they go flying all over. You got to get them again. That's what the rings do.
You got to get your ring power up, Aiden. You got to get your ring power up. Got to get your ring power up. I don't know. I just don't know what they're thinking. I like how also when you kill enemies, you have to go run around, grab the experience.
Yeah. So if you kill an enemy, they drop two things. Dark Gaia, which fills your unleash meter, and experience whatevers. The Dark Gaia things just draw into you automatically. But the experience you have to go around and manually collect. And if you don't hurry, they disappear. Great.
Third rule, no health meters.
No.
For anyone.
No.
Not even bosses.
No.
Bosses should only take... Three to five hits. So you don't need a meter to know. Normal enemies only take one hit, no matter what they are.
Yes.
I don't care if it's a dragon. If it is not a boss, you run into that thing one time, and if you're in a ball, it dies.
Yes.
And I mean, okay, there's other doctrines that, I mean, I'm tired of repeating them at this point. Only Sonic. It doesn't count if you turn Sonic into a werewolf. It's still Sonic. No. One play style, okay?
Yes. That's just it. Like, listen, you guys haven't made a good game in 10 years. Let's make one good play mechanic before we try to do three in one game.
They even messed up that Knight sequel.
Oh, I know, right?
Like for so long,
this is not Sonic Team. This is the guys who did Sonic Rush and Sonic Advance.
Well, they're not much better.
We need the Sega Technical Institute.
We need Sega to go under for someone else to buy up their good IPs. Like, that's how fed up I am with them at this point.
Look what it did for Tomb Raider.
Yeah, honestly.
We need something like that at this point. You know what, Sega, you've lost the right to
Sonic. Guys,
look,
listen, there was no one who, back in the day, who loved Sega more than us.
I know.
And we're willing to let go of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
Save some
shred of dignity that this franchise once had.
I mean, you just look at it. Like, Super Mario Galaxy is like one of the best games in recent memory.
Yes.
And when it came out, it was a big deal. This is shovelware. It really is. This is like made to appeal to furries and small, small children. Not like 10-year-olds. I mean like 3-year-olds who might be like, he's fuzzy. Like that's it.
What is it about Sonic that just aged so terribly in the character?
I don't know.
The whole Mario thing. I mean, that was 80 whatever. And that's like, you can do that same thing again.
Well, here's why.
Timeless.
Nintendo was very smart. And having Mario shut the fuck up.
Okay? Honestly. Oh, my
Again,
God.
Again, there's no cutscenes in any Mario game.
Yeah.
That was very smart of them.
Right.
And it wasn't hard to figure that out.
When you have a HUD in a Mario game, and yes, we know these Sonic games have a
hub.
Hub? Yeah, okay, sorry, hub. They have the hub in the Sonic and the Mario games. It's just to go to different levels. You have to...
Yeah, it's basically the level select.
Right, you don't go around talking to people and, like, finding out where Dr. Pickles is.
Oh, and then I love it when you find Dr. Pickles, or Professor Pickles, excuse me.
Yeah,
he's locked up in his little cage. He's like, this is not a sandwich. It should be 3/4 of an inch thick with a teaspoon of mayonnaise. I'm like, okay, we get it. He's smart. You don't have to give him the accent, have him like giving exact measurements of the sandwich. We figured it out. He's important. Thank you. That's the thing. The storytelling in these games is so overt. You didn't get there yet. Sorry for ruining this for you.
Oh my God.
So, but you gotta find the Gaia temples to recharge the Chaos Emeralds.
No.
So you find them. First of all, it's like 10 people wrote this story. The cutscene literally starts with them saying, there's the Gaia temple. Let's go. They go inside and then, you know, Chip's like flying up. There's a big pedestal with a hole in it. And I'm like, okay, put the Chaos Emerald in and it's gonna get recharged. It took them 3 minutes to figure this out. Like, oh, it could be a trap! And it starts moving, like, oh, what do we do? And then, like, they finally put it in, and they're like, whoa, Sonic, that just recharged the Chaos Emerald! Like, we know, it turned black to green. And then they say, this must be the Gaia Temple. No wonder Robotnik wanted to get here. It's like, you figured that out already. you just did it. The part where you're on the tornado and you fight Robotnik. There he is. He sees you. You see him. You have it out. When you see him next, he acts like he's like, you're alive. Like they added that level after the fact, you know?
It feels like those Tornado 1 levels were added very last second.
Totally. Oh God.
Are you okay?
No.
I mean, it's so bad that this was supposed to be their, like, we're fixing Sonic game.
But every Sonic game is the we're fixing Sonic game. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Is this even any better than the last one? I mean, I didn't play it. I played the demo of it and it was broken.
Sadly, it is.
It is?
I haven't fallen through the floor yet, so that's a plus.
I guess it's not as broken, but I want to call this a step forward.
No. It's a step sideways.
I would rather...
It's just a different kind of shitty.
Yes. It is. By the way, people who like this game, you're not helping.
Yeah, you're wrong. I'm sorry. You're wrong. Yeah, you're not helping things. Please, Sega does not need any encouragement.
Please. As a matter of fact, I thought this might be amazing. I kind of brought up... I don't know why. Whenever there's a game I don't like, for some reason I go on the GameFAQs message board and read about people who like it, and it infuriates me.
What do we got?
I don't know, but I want you to read this. Okay. This is from
poster Bad Medicine.
What's the title?
The title of this is Star, The Critics.
Oh, he wants to give the critics 4 stars.
Sega made an engine more powerful than Ferrari.
Wow.
Well, you know, the Ferrari does run at a smooth 60 frames per second.
I wonder if the Ferrari slows down when it's confronted with, like, 60 enemies.
He writes, when I came on this board this morning, I saw a lot of topics backing up Sonic Unleashed. At the time, I thought it was just sympathy, but then, I actually checked out the latest gameplay videos of this on YouTube and realized that you wasn't being sympathetic, but you were damn right. This game totally deserves more credit. What is this sentence structure? It is Sonic Revived, because when I saw the side-scrolling levels, it just totally reminded me of the good times, and it also had no frame rate issues. I loved it, just like the majority of you do. So I'm saying, please, Sega, don't listen to these whack jobs who rip into the game. Keep the Hedgehog engine. It's absolutely amazing. I'm waking up this game X this morning, no matter what, lol. He hasn't even played it. He watched the marketing videos. Well, of course. That's what they show you, the good part.
Can you believe there's no slowdown in the commercial?
Oh, I know, right? Good for them. That was smart.
I like how he can you even tell the quality of something on a YouTube video? I mean,
hang on, we gotta find.
I'll find a new topic. Reviews are biased. Oh man, this is gonna be good.
Ultimate proof. Okay, this comes from Super Shadonic.
I think he's a Sonic fan.
Should I do some like a voice? I think it'd be more fun. Yeah, it's a Wario laugh. Okay, we're gonna channel some GFW. You don't even know what that means, so no. We're just gonna go with it. It's not IGN. It's a barn of turnips. I was gonna say at first I saw an ad on a website.
Like, I gotta say, it's funny because you sound like Grounder from the Sonic cartoon.
Oh, what do you know? It said Prince of Persia 5.5 from GamePro, 4.5 out of 5 from PlayStation Official Magazine, and 9.2 from IGN. Then all of a sudden the ad says, Prince of Persia coming soon, pre-order now. If you still people think the reviews are fair, you'd be stupid. Because if a company successfully fools you after an ad like this, and you think, oh, the game isn't here yet, and it's received 9.2. Well, this must be a good game. Then you're probably the biggest idiot in the world.
Pause. Wait. What is he? What's the point he's making here?
I don't know.
Is that because Prince of Persia is getting good reviews, and also it's not out yet?
And it's in the ad. I don't know.
I don't understand this guy.
Let's continue. By the way, the ad is shown again and again at GameSpot, GameFAQs, and other places like IGN. One thing's 100% proved now. The reviewers don't know anything about video games. All they know is money. Money, and only money. Well, this is seriously odd. Prince of Persia and IGN thinks that people are too stupid and will believe. And guess what? The majority of the community is also a stupid one, they believe. For the love of us, what's the world coming to? I think Sega should put up a case against them. By the way, the ad is being shown currently at GameFAQs. Don't miss it. It is the ultimate proof.
Everyone else just seems confused.
I think his complaint is that, like, the websites give the game a good score, that score goes to the ad, and then the ad's on the website.
Oops. Okay.
I don't know.
Oh my god. And then the best is when you get the reviewers.
Oh yes.
And Let's see if we have any 10 out of 10s.
Oh, I'm sure there's some.
I want to see if someone thinks this is a...
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God.
One of the greatest games we'll ever play. Sonic is back in action and shining bright. Says poster Gold Sonic.
Oh, man. He's not biased. Oh, God.
Let's just look at his numbers. Story gets an 8.
Wow.
Graphic gets a 10. And wow. His graphics section starts with oh, snap.
I wonder, man, story gets an 8. God.
Sound gets a 10. Gameplay gets a 10. Oh, we got to read the gameplay part here. There are three types of game styles here, unlike the Wii's two.
Wait a second. Does the Wii not have the airplane parts? No, maybe I'm playing the wrong version.
The first is Sonic walking around a small hub world, talking to people and doing missions, very much like a Sonic 06's hub, only 100 times more polished and fun.
100 times? Wow.
This was a gameplay style? That's not gameplay.
So wait a second.
It's menus.
Oh, maybe there's no HUD in the Wii version. Oh, man.
Huh. The second is the daytime stages. These are the best levels in any video game I have ever experienced within my 13 years of gaming. Okay, fail.
Wait a second, this guy's what, 15 years old then?
Apparently. Sonic funds at breakneck speeds.
Sonic funds at breakneck... I
don't know if that's a typo or on purpose.
No, Sonic funds! He does the act of funning.
Oh, God.
He is so much fun, he just funs.
Collecting rings lets Sonic do a Sonic boost. He can defeat those by simply running into them. There's a lot of diverse gimmicks in the stage, such as rockets, snowmobiles, and balloons. These stages last up to 10 minutes at times, and get very hard as the game progresses.
Wait, 10 minutes? It's been 2 minutes so far.
Which ones are those? The pace is amazing. These levels switch between 2D and 3D often. The camera never becomes a pain when doing so.
Oh, because there's two camera angles, behind you or to the side.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's no turning. The last type of gameplay is the Werehog stages. Sonic turns into a deadly beast, and the game turns into a slow-paced platformer that's combat-heavy. Right there! That's an oxymoron! Sonic and slow-paced platformer that's combat-heavy! That's not a Sonic game! Anyway... Think of a simplified God of War. You want a simplified God of War. Why can't it be as good as God of War? And you get the picture. Unlike the Wii version, this isn't just a mindless button masher.
Oh?
I'm sorry, I tried.
No?
A mindless button masher.
Mindless button masher.
Sonic has a large amount of cool moves perform, and he gain experience
mindless
as he goes.
Button masher.
You thankfully get to choose what you want to upgrade.
Oh, thank God.
Let's see what his cons are. Hubs weren't needed, and worthless QuickTime events, but he just praised the hubs.
Yeah.
They're 100 times more polished and fun than Sonic 06's hubs.
Oh, my God.
I just don't believe it. I do not believe it.
I like this part of the story. There are some secrets about Chip, and some sweet emotional scenes, but nothing too fancy overall.
Are they gonna make out next?
Oh, my God. There's some emotional scenes, that guy.
Did I tell you I went on YouTube and watched the ending of Sonic 06 to see, like, the part where he kisses the princess or whatever?
Pretty weird, I bet.
Oh, it was awkward. But again, it looked like a Final Fantasy IX cutscene. Like, they were totally trying to ape that.
Why are they so worried about their cutscenes?
I don't know. They could probably save a lot of money if they just didn't do it.
Do Mario games even have, like, CG cutscenes?
No.
Just use the in-game engine.
Yeah.
Although their in-game engine cutscenes are terrible, so.
Oh.
I just don't know. But who are these people? Though that still like these games like so much,
I don't
they're
know.
Huge fans.
I don't know.
Like they love
it.
It. They are insane.
They're all about it.
Just I mean they are they think this is awesome. Like they're so happy. There aren't that many of the people. You know, here's a good topic. I hated the Werehog at first. But I hate to say it, the Werehog levels freaking rock later on in the game.
The next guy says the Werehog grows on you. At first, I didn't like it either. The stronger Werehog gets, the further in the game you get, the better it gets.
What gets better about it? You just fight things.
Can we talk about another game that's good now? Are we done with this yet?
No, because they don't get it yet. I'm still furious.
Are we going to just keep talking until we get a new Sonic game?
You know what? Come on.
You have to do a hunger strike.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Come on, guys. Do something with it. Make a game that's called Sonic the Hedgehog 4 and just make it a 2D platformer.
They need to
take the Mega Man 9 route.
The Mega Man 9 route.
Get someone else to do it.
Yeah.
Like...
Have the guys who made Mega Man 9
yeah,
do it. They
honestly,
get it.
Yeah. Isn't it still the same guy who makes Sonic kind of involved in this stuff?
No. What's his name? I forget. Yuji Naka. He is no longer with Sega.
What do the Japanese think of these games anymore?
I don't know.
I mean, I think the average on the game rankings right now, not a lot of reviews aren't any, has like a 66, which seems generous to me.
Yeah.
Generous to me at best.
If I was rating this on a 1 to 10 scale, this game gets like a 2.
Yes. Like, okay, I guess we should move on.
Okay.
I
wonder if let's talk about a good game, like Super Street Fighter 2 HD Turbo Remix.
Fun name.
Yeah, I got it right, too. Anyway, that game is friggin' awesome!
Yeah, except for at night, when all the characters turn into up.
I'm like, what? Honestly, I love this game.
Well, it's fun, but it's Street Fighter 2.
No, but, like, I don't know.
It looks really pretty.
They've added some new moves. They tweaked a bunch of the old moves. So, like,
that's
there's
what I was
a
telling
lot
you.
More
I'm telling
to
you
it.
That this is more of, like, a new version of the game than just a re-release of that one.
Yeah,
like you
yeah,
were
yeah,
saying.
You're right, you're right. But, like, the original version's in there, too. So you get two games, basically, for the one.
I already had the one.
But
what are you going to say about it?
I mean, it's great. It looks good. And here's something I bet you didn't know. The soundtrack is entirely done by people on OC Remix.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, they just reached out to the community, said, we want you guys to do all the music
for
this game. And you can download the entire soundtrack right now on ocremix.org.
I was listening to it when you were playing it. The soundtrack sounds really good.
Yeah, you can download it.
It sounds tight, as the kids say.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I thought that, like, here's the thing. When this whole downloadable game initiative was just about to get underway, and you would have come up to me and said, which of all the big game companies do you think will get this right? I would have never guessed Capcom.
Honestly.
But totally. Like, you look at this game, Mega Man 9, Bionic Commando Rearmed, like, they are knocking it out of the park.
They totally get it.
They totally get it.
It really is shocking how, like, on board Capcom is with this sort of
really,
thing.
Really, with this whole generation in general. Like, I mean, you look at, like, what they did with Dead Rising, Lost Planet. You look at how Resident Evil 5 is shaping up. Like, they totally get it. They're, like, one of the few Japanese companies who do.
Yeah, I know.
It's very impressive.
It is. Good job, Capcom. You keep it up. Are you interested in the Sonic the Hedgehog IP by any chance?
Yeah. You guys need to buy Sega.
I still not. Am I on your shoe?
Yeah, get off my foot.
Oh, sorry. This is kind of resting my foot there. We played SmackDown vs. Raw 09. Is
yes.
that what we're up to now?
Yes, yes.
We're having some fun with that.
It was very enjoyable. We played through the co-op campaign.
Yes. I was Rey Mysterio and you were
Batista.
Yes.
The reigning World Heavyweight Champion.
I'll let you win at the end. Yeah. No, dang it. No, I did. Oh, fine. You know how I am for the drama. I don't like people retaining at WrestleMania.
Oh, okay.
You need title changes at WrestleMania in the main event, darn it.
But anyway, I mean, I've always casually liked these games in the past, but I really enjoyed this one.
There's a lot of cool improvements.
They've fixed a lot of the animations.
Yeah, a lot of the animations look better. The new tag team system is really cool.
Yes.
You can do tag team moves in the sword a lot easier. Like, they did this thing where instead of, like, each superstar just has, like, a style, there's, like, six different special abilities that each superstar will have six special abilities out of a pool of a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dirty pin where you use, like, your feet up against a rope, or, like, running up to, like, the top rope faster, and just, like, the ability to heal and stuff like that.
Right.
A lot of kind of neat things like that.
I also liked how you either have your finisher, or when you store it, that gives you a signature
right.
move.
Right, as opposed to, like, I think in the last game, it gave you a super move depending on your style. And before that, it always just kind of did a less stronger version.
Yeah, like a watered-down version of your finisher, which is no fun.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, now it's just, like, you do, like, Batista will do, well, a better example is Triple H will do a spine buster instead of
right.
a pedigree, if this means anything to anyone here. I know you don't want wrestlings, might be going over your head a bit. But, I mean, besides that, it has a lot of the features from the other ones still intact, kind of largely unchanged. I mean, you have all the good character creation modes and stuff. They have a creative finisher now, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, that is neat. It's kind of like how you just kind of layer it all together. It
right.
works really well.
It does, actually. You get to name them and silly stuff like that. The new match type is the Inferno match, which is kind of interesting. We didn't really know what was going on at first.
No.
I mean, it's fine. It's there. It's another match type to play with. I always like, we haven't done it yet. I always like doing the, what is that? The Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Those are always kind of
yeah.
fun. But it seems like a very good update. I mean, as far as games with yearly updates goes, this is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I think. So fun stuff there. Probably better than that TNA game I did not play.
I heard that was not good.
No, too bad because I kind of need it. Well, I've been playing more World of Warcraft. I'm up to 68.
I haven't gotten to play as much as I wanted to this week. I spent a lot of this week fixing up an old computer, which I think I got working.
I'm in Nagrand right now.
How's that? I heard that place is cool.
It is cool. It's got a lot of kind of large roaming, herding animals kind of stuff. And, you know, there's the floaty things. It's a very colorful place. It's very pretty. Like, not like what you would picture Outland from when you, like, you get the Hellfire Peninsula.
Right.
Kind of reminds me of Planet Namek from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, cool.
Not quite as green and purpley, I guess, but just the way there's like kind of rocks floating and everywhere and stuff like that. There's one part where there's just like a little rock floating up and there's like a waterfall coming from it, which logically doesn't make any sense. I don't know where that water source is that's unending there, but it's cool to look at and stuff. And I've been going pretty strong now. I got some really cool sort of mace thing that I want to get. I can use it at level 68. Good. I don't want to get into specifics about my items. That's kind of boring.
Right.
But it's fun. It's still weird thinking how old that game is.
2004.
Yeah.
November. We just celebrated its 4th anniversary.
Yeah.
If you logged in, you got a free polar bear pet and an achievement.
That's kind of... It reminded me of my original character was a dwarf hunter. My pet... That's not really a pet when you're
a hunter. That's a pet.
Does it call it a pet?
Yeah. The other ones are called either vanity pets or companions.
Okay. Well, my pet was... It was the polar bear. It's the only kind in the game, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a weird boss.
I think there's more polar bears in North right now.
I'd imagine. I would imagine. But I liked him. I was quite fond of him. He's still around.
Cool.
We've been playing. I got Left 4 Dead for PC. I don't know if I talked about that last week. I think I might have.
I think you did.
Yeah, so Chris finally got it on the 360
today, yeah.
Which is good, because I have some friends who had the 360 version, not the other one, so now I can kind of borrow his and get on there and stuff like that, you know?
It works.
It does work out. It's nice. Well, have you played anything else interesting?
I'm just trying to think, and not really.
We played
a lot of Rock Band 2 on the holiday with family. Oh, that was fun.
What else are you going to say about Rock Band 2?
Yeah.
Everyone likes it. That's a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least
everybody could sing, you know?
Yeah.
Or try to sing.
I don't know about that now.
But you don't have to, like, explain it to them. Here, take this and sing into it. Oh, okay. I'll push the A button for you. Don't worry about it.
You think people would have an easy time with drums sometimes, like at least on easy mode, but some people just
do not
have it.
Our little cousin was on foot pedal duty most of the night.
Yes. He had fun with that.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to play that thing with your hands. Just kind of...
Yeah, he had it. No, he was just squeezing it.
Squeeze?
Yeah.
Squeeze! Alright, is there anything else you played?
New.
No? Well, alright then, let's get to the downloadable game releases.
Okay, on the WiiWare, a game called Boings.
What is Boings?
Stretch, flex, and flick your way to freedom, a mind-bending experience.
Please don't read this entire synopsis, it's huge.
I don't know what it
puzzle
is.
Puzzle platforming, okay. I see. So it's a puzzle platform.
And Sudoku Challenge.
Sudoku game. For 500 points. Eh.
Boogerman for the Genesis. I liked Boogerman.
I think I liked Boogerman in theory. I don't know how much I actually liked Boogerman.
that's true. On the Xbox Live Arcade, we had Street Fighter. On the PlayStation, we also had Street Fighter and Brain Challenge. Whatever that is. Yeah. And they finally released a PSP game, but it's Professional Bowling, whatever R stands for in that, Out of the Chute.
Eh.
Yeah, so it's like, oh,
it's great. A crappy one to choose.
Yep. GameTap saw a new Grimm game, Grimm the Golden Goose, and Painkiller, which is actually a pretty decent...
That's not that old, is it?
Oldish. 2003.
Oh, okay, I remember. Man, still doing Grimms, huh?
Yep.
Still coming. They're not laying that off on that.
No.
I guess if you play all those right now, it'd be a pretty long game. Alright. Yeah. So, like we said, 360 and PS3, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix came out, and we talked about that. Chrono Trigger came out on the DS.
Which I will have next week.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered it online.
I already watched the new ending.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to play through it again. It was interesting. I kind of hope... You think that they're going to do a new Chrono game now?
I don't know.
It kind of seems like they...
What excites me most about this version, when you think about it, is that the top screen will be completely dedicated to just the combat area, and all of the menus will be on the bottom and out of the way.
Well, people are saying that this is a very good port of the game, mm-hmm. like as good as it can be. It's interesting how the cover art on this game is just the cover art from the Super Nintendo version.
That's cool.
Like, usually they love to change that up every time, but not so much here. I guess they... Don't want to mess with that guy's artwork and stuff. Chronicles of Mystery, the Scorpio Ritual for the PC. It's like another sort of crappy point-and-click adventure game. Mm. Chronicles of Spellborn.
Why does that sound familiar?
No idea, but it came for the PC.
This online role-playing game is powered by the Unreal 2.5 engine.
Now look at this.
That's great.
Age of Empires Mythologies.
Yeah, this is like the last Age game for the DS. It's more of a turn-based strategy game.
Wasn't that game on PC just called Age of Mythology?
Yeah.
Okay, because they wanted it wanted people to know that this was part of the Age of Empires thing.
Yes.
NPPL Championship Paintball 2009, Xbox 360, that came out.
That's great.
Club Penguin Elite Penguin Force for the DS. Was it John Davison, formerly of 1UP, currently of
What They Play? What They Play?
He was raving about this game.
Really?
Yes. I am not joking.
No.
So there must be something to it. I don't know what it's about. The Mimi expansion.
Meme.
Meme? There's two, whatever.
Silent.
Well, the meme expansion is coming out for PS3. The only time I ever hear the word meme is during Metal Gear Solid games. So that's coming out for Metal Gear Online. Iron Chef America Supreme Cuisine is coming out for the Wii. Oh, came out!
Oh my god.
Look at that. Look at this. All five Iron Chefs are on there.
Oh my god.
No, wait. Get this. Wait a second.
Wait. That's Alton Brown.
They have three chefs on the cover. The chairman and Alton Brown.
Oh my god, we have to get.
Oh my god, that's kind of a weird choice. That they have they have Kat Cora, Morimoto,
and Vitaly.
Bobby Flay. Flay's such an icon of the show.
Maybe he's more expensive.
Yeah, maybe. What about Michael Simon's on there? Oh man. Alton Brown finally makes his video game debut.
Yes, I love him.
Alton Brown is my hero. Professor Hines, Wolf's Gravity. For the PC, Wii, and DS.
100 levels.
Puzzle game of some sort. Yes. Personal Trainer Cooking for the DS. There's been a lot of commercials.
Yeah, this is more like, this is like an interactive cookbook, basically.
Right. Puzzle Geddon. I like the name for the PC. Puzzle games, you know. AMF Bowling World Lanes for the Wii. So why get this new bowling game? You can get that old one for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Band Manager for the PC. Sort of band sim game.
Alright.
It might as well be called Band Tycoon. Safe Cracker, the ultimate puzzle adventures for the Wii. It's like you just crack safes.
Yeah.
Well, man, there's a lot of bad games out for the Wii, aren't there? There's some shovelware on that thing that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, you know, Safe Cracker, Sonic Unleash.
Ah, dang. Well, to be fair, Sonic Unleash at least came out for everything. All right. Derek Robbins, good friend of the 10th Hour, always gives us a little something to talk about towards the end of our show. So we, you know, get closer to that 1 hour mark we like so much. He's got the top 10 worst games affiliated with Street Fighter. Number 10 is the Street Fighter EX series. Remember that?
This was like their attempt to do 3D, right?
For some reason, I thought this game was canceled and didn't come out.
Oh, no, it did.
There's a bunch of them, apparently.
It's pretty bad.
Did you ever play it?
Once.
I never
the
played
it. Original,
them.
I think.
Yeah, it didn't look very appealing. It's this bad 3D render Ryu on the top. Now, see, I always thought it was Ryu, but that announcer...
Ryu.
Man, that's going to take some getting used
to.
Yeah. I've been saying Ryu my whole life.
Yeah.
I really like the sound
it's
of Ryu
right up
better.
There with Charizard.
Yeah. You should have known better than there. It's Char.
Right.
You know, buyer. Number 9 is the Street Fighter 2 slot machine game. I mean, as far as slot machine games go, I'm sure it's all right.
Yeah.
You know, slots. Not 8 is Spin Fighters, which is guys.
Oh, remember these? Are like the tops.
We had something like this for Power Rangers back in the day.
Yeah.
You get like the tops, you spin them, and they
Everyone's
each
the last
other,
one standing.
Yeah. 7 is SNK versus Capcom SVC Chaos. This was the SNK developed one. Capcom made their own that people liked more. And this one wasn't quite as fondly remembered. 6 is X-Men versus Street Fighter for the PS1.
Oh, because that didn't have the tagging.
Yeah, it was a very bad port of a good game. The Saturn version of the game was good, apparently.
Yeah, it didn't have enough RAM to do the tagging. So like that was like the best part of that game. It wasn't there.
Very feminine Ryu on the cover.
Yeah.
Why is this headband not red?
I don't know.
Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. I think I've heard about how bad this was before. I mean, that's what you imagine.
Looks like it's all there in the screenshot.
Street Fighter 2010, The Final Fight. Now, what is this exactly? It's a NES game with artwork that looks
like
a
Mega Man
game. It looks like a Mega Man game. I like how it's a state-of-the-art high resolution on the box.
What is this? I've never even heard of this.
It's a decent platform. It's a platforming game that can remind one of Mega Man at times. Is it as good as a Mega Man game? Absolutely not. Huh. I need to look into this more. Weird.
Yeah.
Probably just, I'd take it as before Street Fighter 2.
Oh.
3 is SNK versus Capcom, the Card Fighters DS. This is the DS version, not the...
Yeah, I got a little indignant until I saw DS.
This is not the awesome one that came out for,
Wasn't this one straight up broken?
Yeah, like it didn't work or something. Which is a shame, because that was a great game on the Neo Geo.
Oh, and it would have been sweet on the DS. It would have worked.
Yeah. Street Fighter the Movie. Okay. It was weird they even made this game.
What? The best was how they used, like, the digitized sprites, but they couldn't get the actual actors. They had, like, lookalikes.
Oh, God.
Actually, did you see this? Just a few months ago, they posted, like, they got a hold of, like, images from, like, the filming sessions for that, where it's, like, you know, when they had to, they just captured it sprite by sprite. So when they had to do, like, shots of, like the guys in the air, they were, like, balanced on, like, blue boxes against the blue screen.
Oh, God. How did anyone ever think that was a good idea to do things? I mean, I guess that's what Mortal Kombat did. And one is Street Fighter 1.
I've never played that. I think a lot of people don't even know that exists.
This is like...
Was it called Fighting Street?
I think people knew it exists. This is like the first time I've ever even seen a screenshot of it. Ryu does not look good. I think this is the arcade version anyways. Huh.
The life bars say player and enemy.
Oh, by the way, he gives us a little guff for forgetting Street Fighter 3 when we were talking about the best 3 games ever. And
you know what? I don't deny that. It's just we never really got into 3.
No, I didn't either. Sorry.
I just always kind of stayed with 2.
I was playing Marvel vs. Capcom at that point. So sorry about that. You know what I feel bad about was not bringing up Snake Eater.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 3. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we need to make amends.
That may as well have been like my could have been my top. I may put it over Mega Man 3, which was my winner.
Yeah.
What was your winner?
I think it was Sonic 3.
Yeah, I mean,
but yeah, actually, I think Metal Gear Solid 3 wins. Oh, we just completely forgot about that.
I think I even like wanted to do that because of Metal Gear Solid 3, and I forgot when the time came. That's terrible.
So, yeah, we're sorry, Snake. Please don't sneak up on us and slit our throats.
We've sung that game's praises plenty of times before. People know that we're fans.
Yes. Wow, that ended up being a lot longer than I thought it
would
be.
Well, we complained about Sonic.
With no news.
Right, we complained about Sonic for quite a while.
Yes.
Also, deservingly so.
If you notice last week, all the music's different. That's because, you know, I'm home for Thanksgiving, and all the music files we usually use are on my computer back in Pittsburgh. So there's different music this week, too, but it'll be back.
We're going to have, like, different music this time?
I think why not? Let's go nuts.
All right, sweet. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to our show.
Yes.
I think we had some fun this time. I hope we didn't rant too much about Sonic for you guys.
Oh, that was entertaining.
I kind of had to. Let us know.
Yeah, we need to
get
that off our chest.
I get upset. I mean, I have a Sonic the Hedgehog doll that I used to sleep with as a child, for crying out loud. That stuff used to be important to me. I mean, I used to be mad when people told me Mario was better than Sonic. Now seriously.
Now I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like, now.
Why are we having this discussion?
Like, seriously, now I was playing Sonic Unleashed, like, because we rented. First off, we rented the game. Don't anyone think we bought it.
No, for the love of God,
we rented it, okay? Yeah, I was literally thinking for the first time ever, man, I hope no one sees that I'm on Xbox Live and that I'm playing Sonic
Unleashed. I got some achievements, so it's there.
Oh, God. Like, I haven't gotten any achievements. Chris was mad because there's, like, no easy achievements in the game. Anyways, guys, you can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com.
And me at edgeguy711@gmail.com.
And you can look at our site at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com.
I'd also urge you all to check out the Squadron of Shame's newest podcast, a Fallout Retrospective, which I'm looking forward to, not knowing a ton about the first 2 Fallout games.
Did they actually release that yet?
It should be out, Pete said, tomorrow evening.
Okay, I'm recording another podcast with them tomorrow on Lost Winds, which was that platformer for WiiWare, which I liked when that came out. I was kind of trying to champion a bit, so I'm glad it's going to be a little exposure with this.
Yep.
So, let's look for that, too, in the future, guys. So, thanks for listening, everybody, and have a good weekend. Don't buy Sonic Unleashed.
No. We won't like you anymore.
We will not
be your friend anymore.
Yes. And, you know, what could be valued more than our friendship?
It's very true.
All right. Bye, everyone.